Welcome to Jelly Trumpet!
How's the script going, Jim?
Oh, it's going well. Second draft.
No volcanoes? No Japanese anime games? No abandoned Victorian Gothic houses?
No, Mr. B. This episode is strictly about creativity and not about making fantasies come true. What are you typing, Mr. B?
My favourite Quentin Tarantino movies. And number 3 is Kill Bill 2. And number 2, Reservoir Dogs. And number 1 is Pulp Fiction.
Oh, good choice.
You realise that the podcast has picked up Queen Eleanor of Aquitaine, Sherlock Holmes, a drunk Dr. Watson, and we're in possession of a bongo-playing squirrel the size of a St. Bernard dog, amongst other things.
Oh, we'll put them back. You have to fix the podcast buttons, and then all will be fine. The straight and narrow for us.
We won't mention JB the vocalist is in the cupboard under my mixing desk, or the fact that we have a guitarist living behind the sofa. You think fantasies can ever come true?
I promise. Just sound advice and tips on creativity this episode. I believe a fantasy is our new reality, Mr. B.
Fine. Excellent. Buttons are almost fixed. Just waiting to get the steam up and then we can put everyone back where we found them. Coffee or fantasy?
Coffee, Your Majesty?
Oui.
Your Majesty, the usual? I'll get the chocolate powder.
In this episode, we will talk about using combinations in our creative endeavours.
Perfect, Jim. Factual and interesting.
Thank you, Mr. B.
No, JB, stay!
Isn't it time for his milk?
He's just had some. Can't give him too much. I mean, do you want to burp him?
He burps in tune.
Nigel, please refrain from playing your pink oboe. Instead, play with your nuts.
Oh, in a minute, mon cher Sven.
Ah, bliss.
Bliss.
What the?
Are we expecting a guest?
Not till this evening.
Open up. This is the PA.
PA?
PA?
Well, best let him in. We'll find out what the PA is.
Can I...
PA, Podcast Authority.
Podcast Authority?
Correct. I am Mr. Stick. M-A, M-S-C, M-B-A... And this is our retrainer, Miss Bit.
Retrainer?
Merde.
Shh, Majesty. Eleanor. Well, delighted to meet you, Mr. Stick, Miss Bit. This is Mr. B. N-B, G-D, M-T.
N-B, G-D, M-T.
Nice bloke, great dad, magic technician. And I am Jim, M-H-W-D, M-N-S. That is Mot Om. Wine drinker and lover of Percy Pigs.
Oh, they are satisfying.
What was that?
That's Nigel. He's a St. Bernard.
He looks like a giant squirrel to me.
He's molting. Can we help you?
We were just about to start.
It has come to the podcast authority's attention that you're keeping a disorderly podcast.
Well, we're a bit rough around the edges.
We've only just started broadcasting. I'll give us a break.
Furthermore, you are not taking podcasting seriously. That's a crime in our book. And it's a big book.
Merde.
Shannana.
Thank you for letting us know. We're on it. As I was informing Mr. B, this episode is...
We're going to retrain you so you both make a proper podcast. One where people talk about interesting real things. Informative, educational and delightful.
That's IED, isn't it?
I'll press the start button.
Please do.
You will not... I have to go and break up a comedy podcast about comic books now for taking Michael McIntyre's name in vain. Miss Bit will supervise this episode and report back to me.
And if we don't take podcasting seriously?
Things will get very sticky with Miss Bit and me. We'll take away your license, ban you from podcasting indefinitely, and confiscate your socks. Miss Bit, carry on.
Can I push the button?
Oh, carry on as if I'm not here.
Welcome to Jelly Trumpet, the world's only comedy podcast about creativity. Jelly Trumpet makes you more creative with tips, tricks, and ideas for expanding your imagination. Especially good for business people wanting to be creative online. In this episode, a checklist for being more creative called The 9 Trumpets of Creativity. Our 8th trumpet is combine. Challenge at home, a creative exercise for you to try at home. And Challenge Jim, where Mr. B challenges Jim with an exercise in creativity. Plus, a brand new micro sitcom called The Startup, with our hero Mary, the entrepreneur, starring in an episode titled The Emperor's Podcast, Part 1, Part 2 later. And our very special guest will take part in Interview Countdown, 12 questions in 12 minutes. Ode to Sharon.
Not now, Tony, eh?
Who was that?
My friend and voiceover guy, Tony. Tony, try and think of something apart from Sharon, eh?
Nine trumpets of creativity. Our eighth trumpet is combine.
This season on Jelly Trumpet, we're talking about the nine trumpets of creativity. It's a list of nine ways of being more creative. In our last episode, we talked about the joy of the reverse. This episode, Trumpet 8, combine. Download the PDF of all nine trumpets of creativity from the Jelly Trumpet website. This list of creative tools is rearranged from Osborne's checklist, also known as Scamper. If you've listened to the first season of Jelly Trumpet, you'll know we talked a lot about keeping a journal of how you worked on each creative project. We called the journal Your Medicine, the idea to build up your own toolkit of ideas, the journal becoming your creative self-coach. So here we go with number 8 in our 9 trumpets of creativity. Combine. One of my favourite ways of working on a writing project, after the idea comes, an idea with energy, one that puts fire in my belly. Oh, and remember, it's best not to talk about a project until it is set in your mind and created a significant amount of focus. If you talk about it too much, the idea can be diluted and the spark lost, and therefore the project is also lost. So one of the things I do is I build lists. When I wrote a trilogy of plays, each based on a movie genre, I had lists like top 10 westerns, top heist movies, best disaster movies, the names and character types of the Magnificent Seven, daft stuff like the Four Humours as a starting point for character creation, favourite visual moments from movies, and song lyrics like Bob Marley's Redemption Song. So creativity and originality can be combining disparate things. You rub two ideas together and see what you get. So I would run my eyes down these lists, pick something that interested me, held that idea in my head, and rubbed it with another idea. So my main characters in one play were based each on a different one of Hippocrates' humours, that is, blood, phlegm, yellow bile, and black bile, as a starting point. The lists act like a safety net. In all, I had 23 lists to play with, more of a foundation from which the real creative sparks fly upward. The takeaway. What different combinations can you come up with in your work? Would building lists help?
Good. Well done.
Well, Miss Pitt, that's what we do. Reality, not fantasy. Mr. B, what's that gentle humming?
Well, I think it's the flux of capacitor warming up.
What? Anyone seen my orb?
Oh, that, it's in the bathroom.
Merci. Spen, ici.
It's not real, Miss Bit. It's purely a fictional flux of capacitor. I mean, what would we do with a real one?
Yes, where indeed would we get a real flux capacitor?
I hope not. Otherwise, I would have to commit you to 70 hours of online training for disorderly podcasting. Podcasts are reality, not make-believe.
Well, everything is under control. It is, isn't it?
Where would podcasting be if they all went off into some imaginary world? What is that outside the window? Smoke?
No. That's steam. I've just put the kettle on. Jim, can I borrow you for a minute?
Of course, Mr. B. Well, it's all going well. A nice, sensible podcast episode.
Not quite.
What do you mean?
I think I've landed the podcast somewhere.
Where's that? Turkey?
Shh. I think I may have inadvertently landed Jelly Trumpet in, well, my fantasy world of Quentin Tarantino.
Well, what makes you think that?
Found it. Oh, thank you, Spen. Now where's my scepter?
Something to do with the 5'10" lady in the yellow tracksuit swinging a katana at that flock of Japanese hench girls.
But
not sure how that happened.
Found it.
Could be auto-suggestion. When you were setting the dials for the episode, you know, talking about Tarantino movies, unless the podcast is becoming even more self-aware. Perhaps you manifested this fantasy world. Doesn't matter. Put the podcast back where it belongs, in St. Albans.
Are we going to the market? I shall put on my shopping crown. Shopping crown?
Figure of speech, Miss Bitt. Eleanor meant, a hat.
Reality. That's what I want to see.
I'll tweak the flux capacitor and give it a go.
Good man. Well, we must get on with the creativity stuff.
Yes, let's us do creativity stuff.
Ha ha, yes, great.
What is going on? Who are all these people outside? I'm warning you. Any more shenanigans and we'll take away your license and you'll end up doing online training for the rest of your life.
Who is that woman in the yellow tracksuit? She's...
Don't know her.
Never seen her before.
Wait a moment. Isn't she the bride from Kill Bill?
Could be an impersonator.
Fancy dress. She's in fancy dress.
That's it. A real fancy dress party.
I would have believed you. But she's just sliced off that man's ear. She's...
Look, we're very sorry. I mean, really, really sorry. It's just the podcast tech is a bit outdated. We need a firmware update, a PHP update, and fresher steam.
Sorry, won't happen again, Miss Bit. Promise.
Nigel, time to shop.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Your match, Eleanor.
Do you want some more mini cheddar, Jim?
Oh, yes, lovely. And a triple cheese sandwich with red onion.
Come, Nigel, we ride.
We should have told her not to saddle Nigel.
Miss Bit, we are very sorry.
Very, very sorry.
That's Queen Eleanor of Aquitaine, riding a giant squirrel.
Yes, I mean, stranger things happen in other podcasts.
Yeah, stranger things happen in other podcasts all the time.
Well, no, they don't. To the shops, mon brave garçon.
She's gone. We'll have to go after her.
Yes, I'll get C-Mac.
I will be revoking your license forthwith.
Okay, but first we have to stop the Queen and Nigel. I'm cooking their favourite meal tonight.
Stranger things definitely do not happen on other podcasts.
Setting C-Mac to run tape.
Wait here. We'll be back. Forward, Mr. B. For all mankind.
Challenge at home.
Oh, Sharon.
What can you combine in your own work? If you are in a business or the creative arts, what is something you've never tried but thought of giving a go? Try this for a fun combination exercise. Take a sheet of A4 paper, create three columns. At the top of the first column, write noun. At the top of the second column, write adjective. And on the third, adverb. Now fill in these columns with the first appropriate words you can think of, at least 20 of each. Now run your eye down your lists and pick a phrase using one word from each column. See if you can find five good phrases and put each into a sentence. The takeaway. Combination exercises like this are great for giving your neural pathways a jolt, making you think in different ways. With this exercise, you'll have fun and you may spark a different direction for your current project.
Auto-suggestion, eh?
Do let us know what wonderful phrases you've come up with. Email us jelly@jellytrumpet.com or leave a post on one of our social feeds. Which way did Eleanor go?
There she goes!
This is not acceptable!
We can't leave her!
The Queen doesn't belong in a Tarantino movie. Please go back to the podcast, Miss Bit. You'll be much safer.
I'm having your podcast license revoked.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Wait, one moment.
Sending C-Mac to stunt.
Wait, no! We'd better not. A stunned Miss Bit would cause us trouble.
You're right, Mr. Jim. I like this bit.
Yes, it's a great scene. The way Gorgo Yubari uses the meteor hammer.
Did I miss anything?
Best look away, Your Majesty.
Yes, for the best.
Very well. Nigel, fermez les yeux.
Oh, it's the table leg bit.
Oh, clever idea, this.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that. She's wonderful.
What?
Can I open my eyes?
Yes.
Better get back to the podcast, Your Majesty. You too, Miss Bit.
Oh, what is her real name?
Beatrix, also known as the Bright.
Beatrix.
Right, everyone back in the podcast.
I've never experienced anything like that.
Stuff like that's always happening on Jelly Trumpet, we think.
Not now, Mr. B. We're on the straight and narrow now, Miss Bit.
Yes, we are. No more shenanigans, Miss Bit.
Mr. B, would you kindly close the airlock and set course for St. Albans?
Certainly, Mr. Jim. Might take a moment or two to feed in the coordinates.
Very well, Mr. B.
I shall ask C-Mac...
Oh, the way she walked.
to run the micro-sitcom.
She's so... so... so...
The Startup, a micro-sitcom. Meet Mary, the entrepreneur who is promoting a new product, Makeup for Babies, on a popular podcast called The Emperor's Podcast. Oh, Sharon, why?
Be the business plan, be the business plan, be the business plan. What, hon? Nothing. Oh, watch the crumbs from your mega bacon baguette and don't spill any more of that super-sized cappuccino with three extra shots. Well, here we are. Fancy sign for a cheap door. Emperor of podcasts. Who's he think he is then? Mark Zuckerberg?
Behave, Bev.
Do you want a bite, babe?
No, thank you. This is John's podcast studio.
Emperor of podcasts?
Oh, it's just a brand name, Bev. Hi, I'm Mary.
And this is?
That's Bev.
We'll be live in 2 minutes. You've cut it very fine.
Oh, sorry. Bev needed feeding, otherwise she blacks out.
Well, take a care with the coffee and that.
What's that noise? Bev!
That's our coffee machine, the Maximus Arabica V6. A beaut. Runs off the best quality coffee. Just slot in the pots. Well, we've had a bit of trouble with her, though.
Her?
Americano for one.
That's my girl.
So, how does the Emperor's podcast work?
You can call me John.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, nothing. Most likely got some bacon stuck in her throat.
We're rare in that our podcast is always live. The Emperor's podcast is dedicated to promoting new brands such as yours.
Warning.
What's that on the Maximus display?
You've got to go live in 30 seconds.
Oh, well, my new brand is Baby Maker. Makeup for babies. Make them cute, hide the dribble stains and... Oh, I'm still working on the tagline.
Oh, no! Wait!
You've knocked my coffee all over the keyboard. What's that red light?
We're live. Welcome to the Emperor's new podcast. And we're live with Mary, the founder of Baby Maker, the makeup brand for babies.
Part two of the startup later. Creative Rituals.
In season two, we're highlighting a book called Daily Rituals by Mason Curry. It's full of short essays about the rituals creative people have used in their lives. John Updike, the novelist, once told an interviewer that he was careful to give at least 3 hours a day to his writing. Otherwise, he said, he might forget what it's about. He added, a solid routine saves you from giving up. The takeaway. For a lot of us, we're being creative as a side hustle. We hope on hope for our creative work to find a market. I work on my business during the week and write at the weekend and on holidays. It is difficult because even though your project will be thought about during the week, you're not being consistent like a full-time writer. If you are in full-time work and creating as a sideline, how do you keep the project alive? Well, having the fire in your belly and being stubborn helps. Keep going, never give up.
Coming up, interview countdown. Challenge Jim. Mr. B will issue Jim a challenge. And list of the week. Sponsored by Conversion Detectives, the really creative digital marketing agency. Search Conversion Detectives.
And now, here's We Paint Houses with Moving Forward.
As long as we move forward, sometimes we look back. Seems we're on the outside, yeah. And I'm not looking back. As long as we move forward,
what you've done now. God, I plead.
Who is she again?
The bride. She's Tarantino's wish fulfillment. Now let's go back into the podcast, everyone.
I don't believe it.
Quel petit bien?
Oh, no.
It's the Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, they look dangerous.
They're doing the breakfast scene. Fantastic.
We have to go, Mr. B.
Can't we watch? Just a little bit.
Oh, where did the bride go? She's so, 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 so...
Another fine mess for our two amateur podcasters. Will the podcasting authority really ban them? What is it that Jim has about coffee machines? What is happening to Miss Bit? Listen to Jelly Trumpet Combined Part 2 to find out!